This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media Group.
Hey, welcome. It's Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Did Trump win the week in Mexico? There's a lot of debate about that. We'll debate it here and take your calls. In the ladies' lounge in hour two, Chrissy Clark is going to join us. If you don't know who she is, that's why we have the ladies' lounge. It's such a novel concept. Anyway, welcome in to a very big and busy news weekend. And on Saturday night, we love the fact that you're able to hang out with us here. And we are very, very excited about the fact that we are coming to you in live, beautiful HD once again. We were in HD on the TV side a number of years ago, and then we were not in HD for a while, and then now we're back. So it's so cool. If you're watching on Biz TV, thank you for having us. If you're watching the stream online, you can go to my Twitter feed, you can go to my Facebook feed, you can watch all of it there. It's absolutely free. We've got the Ustream set up going on right now. We're going to get it back into the Facebook Live and the Periscope. We're figuring those things out. We'll get to them in the days to come. But glad to be with you tonight. And very, very thankful. It was a strangely historic week. I mean, massive when you think about it. We observed the 75th commemoration of the D-Day invasion this week. And that was just one of the many things that went on. The other thing in the broadcast industry specifically, it was kind of a big week because on Friday, I don't even know how many annual year tradition of the Talkers Convention was held in New York. I was not able to attend in person this year. My producer was there for a short while. My program directing boss, Phil Boyce, the godfather of talk radio, was there. I wasn't able to be there in person, but I want to say to Michael Harrison and Kevin Casey and Barbara and all the girls that are in the offices of the Talkers office, thank you, because for the eighth year in a row, you for some reason deemed it worthy to include Kevin McCullough in the Heavy 100, and I'm very, very honored that you did so. I was not expecting, I've never expected it. So every year that you're included, your breath is taken away. But Talkers Magazine, 8 years running, you've sought to include me in the number there, and I just want to say thanks. And when it was published this week, I said not just thank you to them, but it's my entire team, both with my Monday through Friday shows, Alex Garrett and Matt Samblin, and all the people that work out of Salem Media and are very, you know, busy with other things as well during the day, but they make sure that my Monday through Friday broadcasts happen on time like clockwork, that the engines leave the station on time. And then here on Saturday nights, we've got a fairly significant crew. We've got about six or seven, maybe eight employees that help us not only get the show on radio, but also on television, and now increasingly on digital platforms. So when Talkers released their Heavy 100 this week, and I was included in the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America for the eighth time, I just was very humbled and felt very much like I'm not worthy, but because of the hard work of all these other people, I want to say thank you and make sure that their work gets recognized as well. So thank you, Michael Harrison and Kevin Casey and all the guys at Talkers Magazine. Let's go to the big board tonight, shall we? What's on the big show? Well, if you'll take a look at the big board, and I have the big board in the studio, but Nick's also got what he can put on the screen. But on the big board, you've got this guy wearing the USA hat. That'd be Donald Trump. And this week in Mexico, there was a huge debate. Did he capitulate or did Mexico capitulate? Going to take that discussion in a little bit. And then right over here, Chrissy Clark is going to join us in the second hour in the ladies' lounge. If you don't know what the ladies' lounge is all about, stick with us because we'll get to that as well. So that's a look at this, a preview of what's coming up on the show as a whole. So I hope that you'll stick around. And we're going to take your calls. We're live tonight, 888-340-3373. The primary topic I want to discuss are the Mexico tariffs and who actually won that debate. The reason that I feel like we have to discuss it is because since the decision came down and the president announced that he's not going to institute the tariffs, on Monday, they were scheduled to go into effect on Monday, this coming Monday, but since he announced that he's not going to do it, guess what? The press and the Democrats have acted like he created a fake crisis and then created a fake solution and then capitulated and didn't even get what he was looking for. I'm so put off by this. Because, we'll get into it. 888-340-3373. But who do you think capitulated, Mexico or Donald Trump, in the tariff standoff that was? I've even got one example when we get into our discussion a little bit later of one press outlet that allowed an editorial to run where the woman argued that the Mexican tariffs that were going to go into effect not until Monday of next week had already cost the American taxpayers money. Now, I don't really know how people sit around and conjure up this stuff, but, lady, you have to have the tariffs actually in effect, and then it takes some time before the repercussions of all of it. And, you know, one of the reasons why I think Mexico lost in this round is because they were panicked. They got their backsides on planes to Washington so fast when he mentioned that he was going to raise them to 5% and then up to 25% by October that they couldn't even see straight. They were like, we've got to get there. We've got to get this fixed. We can't let this happen. But when you understand what we got out of this deal, I think that Trump accomplished two things. I think he not only, won the debate, but I think he also got more done on immigration than he's been able to get done with a recalcitrant Congress here. Over the last number of days, weeks, months, years. And I think that he's actually done himself well for the reelection in 2020. We'll see, but I'll make my case. You tell me if I'm out to lunch or not. We'll talk about all of it. 888-340-3373 is the phone number, and we'll take your call starting now, 888-340-3373. Now, I want to update you on one other thing before we get into that, and that is our Sudan project. The number of people that we've been attempting to liberate from human slavery in northern Sudan this spring is 82. We knew about a list of slaves that had the potential to be released, and as of right now, if we have that graphic that we can put on the board, we have an update for you that is up to the very latest minute. I mean, I got this update just before we went on the show tonight. We don't have the video? Okay. The number is 55, I believe. I was depending on seeing the video to be able to see it. But the number is 55, and then the number to go is 27, I believe. So of 82, 55 have been liberated. And at the end of the video, there's this cool little button that drops in. We're under a match warning again tonight. So we've had another very generous donor to the program step up and say that they're willing to match all 27 of the final slaves that we know that are in this batch. They will match and help get another 27 slaves liberated if we can do that before the end of our campaign. And that's in effect tonight, starting tonight. And the number for that is 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 55 lives have been rescued, 27 on the list yet to go. And as I made mention, it is match night tonight. So every gift coming in, because of the general of a donor who was listening a couple of weeks ago, we're going to match life for life for what we can do right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you would like to give online, you can go to csi-usa.org. Christian Solidarity International has been setting slaves free in northern Sudan ever since before the Civil War started. And the war has been over now for a number of years, so they've been doing this a long time. It's kind of an underground railroad. We've talked about it, but
that's where we stand with that project, and I'll update you more on that as we go along. All right, the phone number to jump into the conversation with us tonight is on your screen if you're watching on Biz TV, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and we will get into the Trump versus Mexico discussion. In hour two, Chrissy Clark, our guest in the Ladies Lounge, this is going to be a fun time. She's new to the Ladies Lounge. Secondly, she's fairly new to the Federalist, which is where she writes. But if you read the stuff that she's been covering, there's a lot of really important things that she's been giving coverage to. Steven Crowder has been basically censored by YouTube. Joe Biden has been on the campaign trail flip-flopping on all kinds of issues. And Chrissy's main job is to be very zeroed in on the issue of the 2020 campaign trail and what's going on there. So we'll be talking with her as we go along as well. It's Kevin McCullough, and great to have you with us. We're coming right back live from New York, and thankful again to Talkers and all the good people there. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough, and what the president said in that tweet that's just over my shoulder we'll get to in just a bit of a second here. But it's a really interesting end to the news week. If you have been with us, thank you for joining us on Radio Night Live. If you're brand new, Kevin McCullough is my name, and our phone lines are now open at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and thank you for joining us on this busy Saturday. The president kind of sent the whole world into commotion last week, 2 weeks ago, because he basically said, look, we've got 144,000 apprehended people at the border in the last month. So for the last 30 days, a new record had been set. Several new records have been set in the year of 2019 because of the numbers of people trying to transgress the border. And he's sitting in his office and he's thinking, you know, why isn't anybody doing anything to stop this? Now, he, of course, ran on building the wall and wants to try to do what he can to make sure that, you know, he's, you know, keeping his end of the bargain up. But he's got a Congress that's not working with him, and he's got all kinds of dilemmas that are not really assisting the country, because what they are focused on is protecting their political lifeline, if you will. So he comes out and he says, okay, new plan. You're not going to give me the wall. You're not even going to really engage on this issue in public. So here's what I'm going to do. If Mexico doesn't help shut this down by next week, there will be a 5% tariff that goes into effect. And if that doesn't get resolved within 30 days, it'll be 10%. If that doesn't get resolved within another 30 days, it'll be 15%. And by the middle of the fall, if you haven't lifted a finger to help us stem this flow, 25% tariffs on every Mexican good sent to the U.S. Now, there's a lot of Mexican goods that come to the U.S. Look at the where it's made at tag. If you shop at Target or Walmart or any of these large big box stores, you're going to find, if it's electronics and things that are kind of high tech, probably China. And if it's fabrics and textiles and that kind of stuff, a lot of that coming from Mexico. And so immediately all of the anti-tariff people in Washington running around like, Keystone Cops. Oh, my gosh, what's going to blah, blah, blah. Going to every television camera that they can, explaining why everything's wrong, etc. Now, I've talked to many of the free marketer, anti-tariff people that I've talked with in the past, and they, too, said, yeah, I'm concerned about these tariffs. It's almost like nobody paid attention when I said a long time ago that Trump uses tariffs as his big bully pulpit weapon. He whacks people on the head and says, hey, if you don't want more of that, change this about what you're doing or you're gonna pay. And all of the pointy-headed people in American media say, oh, well, you know, if he does that, it's going to ruin the economy because, you know, when Bush did tariffs, it was a disaster. And exactly the opposite has happened. So they went into this period of self-speculation. Well, what will happen if Trump actually institutes 25% tariffs on Mexico? And in America, it was really just a practice of the theoretical and the philosophical. But in Mexico, they didn't interpret it that way. The new president
the leader, the elected leaders, they were like, is he serious? Man, that is not going to be good for us because that is big market. They ship something like $315 billion worth of goods to the U.S. on an annual basis. Now, if you have to start paying 25% tariffs on all of that, that's a lot of money you have to fork over to the U.S. all of a sudden. And the thing is, he's given them a pathway out of it. So he said, you help us choke down this immigration problem, we will figure a way to avoid those tariffs. But in the meantime, all the pointy heads and most of the press in America, oh my gosh. And then the Mexican authorities were like, well, maybe we should send some people up to Washington and start having a conversation about this, which is what they did. They even did it while he was overseas. They came and talked to the State Department, and they started talking about policy, and they started talking about what would it take for us to avoid this. And every day that they were negotiating, for most of the last week, you saw the terrible headlines. Oh, it's not going to work. It's never going to work. They're farther apart than they've ever been. Oh, my gosh, it's so far apart. They get to Friday, and lo and behold, I could barely believe it. I pulled up on my phone the morning briefing from the Wall Street Journal. And there it was in big, bold type, U.S. and Mexico making headway to avoid tariff. Now, at the end of the day, avoiding the tariffs, I think, was something that the president wanted to do because he kind of understood that, you know, if that's what you're doing, you might actually end up be hurting the people that you actually don't want to, which are your citizens. Tariffs may cost the American people more in what they've got to pay for towels and dish rags and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I don't think he ever wanted that to take place. But what he did want is he wanted some help on the immigration issue because he's doggone tired of dealing with 100,000 people just being allowed to walk up to our fence, doorway, back door, open field, whatever it is. And then just being able to walk across. And in doing so, he laid down the stakes pretty well. Well, when they announced this weekend that he had, in fact, been successful, it was very interesting to see how the press played this. And I don't know, do we have the Andrea Mitchell quote from Twitter? It ran this morning. Here we go. Andrea Mitchell said, after Donald Trump announced his plan, she said, Donald Trump announced his deal with Mexico, increasing border controls, so is suspending indefinitely threatened tariffs that were to go into effect on Monday. Relief for GOP senators, business community, farmers, and auto industry who strongly opposed heavy hit on consumers. Well, wait a second. Wait a second, Andrea. What do you mean, relief for all these people? You're acting like it was really going to go into effect and stay in effect. And you know what you don't mention in there, Andrea Mitchell? You don't mention at all that guess what he got out of the deal. So here's my question. The press and the establishment, those GOP senators that were going to vote to oppose the tariffs, and all of the Democratic Party, want Donald Trump to be perceived as having lost and capitulated to Mexico. In fact, some of the narratives that's out on social media are like, oh, well, he created a false problem, and then he came up with a solution, and now he had to pull that back because he realized he had made a mistake. Is that how you're interpreting what happened? I want to know what America thinks about this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And when we come back, I will take your calls on exactly what you want to say about this as we go forward. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I also want to welcome a brand new station to the Kevin McCullough Radio Night Live family as well. We'll talk about where we're heard there as well when we come back as well. All right, one phone line open. Your call available, 888-340-3373. If you get a busy signal, just call right back in a few minutes when you hear us take one of the calls and have an open phone line. 888-340-3373. Who won the Mexico standoff? Donald Trump? Mexico? The Democrats? The U.S.? The Americans?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. The internal watchdog for the Homeland Security Department visited four facilities. They say inspectors found serious risks. In California, nooses were found in detainees' cells and also inadequate medical care. In New Jersey, there was spoiled food and moldy bread. Both of those locations had unusable toilets and mold in the bathrooms. The report says ICE has taken steps to correct the problems. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here, and welcome into Radio Night Live. The phone line, 888-340-3373. Jam-packed right now with people that want to chat about whether or not the president or the Congress or the press won on the issue of Mexico and the tariffs. And we're taking your calls on this. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Atlantic City, listening in on WPG tonight, and what a great radio station that is. The great Harry Hurley, the morning man anchor there, and one of my good friends in the business. But Matt is listening there in Atlantic City. I'm going to be in Atlantic City this coming week. Matt, I hope you can come by and maybe see the show on Thursday. We're going to be at the Tropicana for the New Jersey Association of Broadcasters convention. But anyway, what's your thought tonight?
Yeah, hi, Mr. McCullough. How are you? Yes.
I'm very good friends with Harry Hurley. He used to be my boss when we worked for Mr. Trump at the Marina Casino here in Atlantic City.
Very cool.
And, you know, as far as what you're talking about with this Mexico thing, this is the difference between a politician and a master businessman that knows how to negotiate.
Yep.
Okay? He didn't want to put them tariffs on there. He really didn't. But he threatened them with it, and he used it as a tool. And right now, it looks like he's getting what he wants.
Well, and you know what, Matt? As soon as he did, they put all their fannies on an airplane and got themselves to D.C. as fast as they could possibly go. Like,
oh, they were flocking. They were flocking to D.C.
Yeah.
To negotiate. They were like, oh, no, we got to talk. We got to talk, right?
That's the way it looked to me. So that made me, thanks, Matt, for the call. And I will tell Harry that I spoke to you and wish him well. And if you're around on Thursday of next week, come on over and see us. But thanks for the call. One phone line open, friends, 888-340-3373, 1-888-340-3373. Did Trump win? Did Mexico win? Did the press win? Did the Democrats win on the Mexico tariff issue? The press are all playing this like they literally ran story after story today saying that he not only capitulated, but pull up the Yahoo News story, Nick. The Bloomberg. Lori Davison wrote a piece. Lori Davison, and she actually titled it "Trump's Tariffs Have Already Wiped Out Tax Bill Savings for Average Americans." Now, if you read down through this, she kind of makes you think she's going to talk about the Chinese tariffs and so forth. This is actually something that she focuses pretty much on the tariffs that had not yet kicked in. She's actually talking about, for the majority of this article, the tariffs that were going to start on Monday. Now, how does Lori Davison know what the tariffs that were going to start the week following the publication of her piece were doing to the American people? I don't know. She's some sort of psychic. She somehow got some sort of like divine wisdom that nobody else has. But put that back up there, Nick. Just some of the things that she touched on is that the tariffs were going to increase the cost of goods so much that it was going to actually make the middle earning households nearly $4,000 more that they'd have to pay per year on the vast range of goods from avocados, she says, to iPhones. Okay. Methinks that the mainstream press is reaching just a tad on this. I mean, like I said, the tariffs had not gone into effect. And guess what? They're not going to, because Mexico decided to play ball. And what did we get from all of that? What did we get from all of that? Nick, I've got one of the graphics that shows the Yahoo News. This is the Yahoo News. But Yahoo News, in a very critical article otherwise, decided to state today some of the things that happened in this. Let me just read verbatim. Mexico pledged to take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration. This is two government sources saying this. They would work together to immediately implement a durable solution. They said it would deploy National Guard troops to their southern border. As many as maybe 6,000 is how many they're going to put on their border with Guatemala. It will also target, listen to this, human smuggling and trafficking groups. They're just being allowed to just, like, you know, proceed through the country right now to get up to the United States, but they're going to crack down on that. The United States, making official a policy that has triggered opposition in both countries, said it would systematically send back asylum seekers who cross the border with Mexico, offering them jobs, health care, and education. Thousands of asylum seekers have already been sent back, prompting criticism from human rights campaigners. So Mexico's going to let us send people back to Mexico that don't have the goods to come into America. They're going to institute this idea that you have to apply for asylum in the first country you come to, and Mexico's going to let far fewer people come in because they're going to put 6,000 troops on the southern border. Friends, how is any of this anything but a win for the Trump immigration policy? 888-340-3373. We're coming back and taking more of your calls next. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live from New York.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
2641. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live on 300 great radio stations plus across the country and on the Biz TV television network as well. And we couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Perfect example of what I was just talking about before we went to break. Brand new headline from Fox News. I'll tell you in just a second, but it's Nancy Pelosi, and she's going after the president, not saying, hey, congratulations on helping stop illegal immigration. No, she's accusing him of threats and temper tantrums,
We'll get to that in a second. Hey, I want to say thank you to a brand new outlet for Radio Night Live tonight, KQTY Radio, servicing the greater Amarillo, Texas area. A great affiliate for the GCN network, and evidently they've been in Borger, Texas since 1947. So just think about this. Back at the very end of World War II, this radio station was on the air broadcasting, and we just commemorated, it's a much better word to use, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. In which we changed the entirety of the world. And this is the weekend we get to honor KQTY Radio for becoming part of the Radio Night Live family. So I'm very, very honored. Thank you, guys. And if you're out tonight in the Amarillo area, thank you for having us in your life. And we will do our best to keep you up to speed on what's going on news-wise and everything else as the days proceed here on Radio Night Live. Okay, let's go to the phones because there's a number of you that are getting in and wanting to chat with us. Let's go to line two. Mark is calling from the Boston area in Massachusetts, watching us on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Mark. Wow. I hear what you're saying. I mean, that's some powerful stuff there. Actually, Mark, give us a call back. Would like to know what your thoughts are. Let's go to line one, and that now means that a line is open. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Frank's in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. A couple of things here. First off, we need to quit being scared of our own shadow in this country and stop listening to the sky is falling Democrats. Back in World War II, we produced or consumed 96% of what we produced, or the other way around. We produced 96% of what we consumed.
There you go.
So we only imported 4% of what we needed. If nothing else, we can go back to making what we made. All these jobs we imported overseas for the sake of them new high-tech jobs, we imported our manufacturing, our tennis shoe making, our textiles, all the stuff that we used to make, we gave away to these countries. If nothing else, we can start what we used to make. Then the final thing is, this is what you always got to remember about the Democrats.
Okay. Did we lose Frank? Frank, are you there? Yeah, let's we'll come back to Frank because I think we have Frank. I think he's just caught in the phone system. But Kylie, put that one on hold and let's see if Frank is still there. Okay. Okay, so we lost Frank. Frank, call back. Well, because you were working up to a stem winder, and you didn't get to deliver the payoff pitch. So I want to get there. Let's go to Mark in Leominster, Massachusetts. Mark, welcome back. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, I just wanted. First of all, I'm glad you read that Fox thing. That temper tantrum. I think she's the one having the temper tantrum.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But it's not just her, it's everybody. It's the press, it's the establishment Republicans that said that they were, you know, not confident that they could vote with the president on whether or not these tariffs were a good idea. And I'm looking at what he got out of the whole thing, and I'm trying to figure out how any of it's bad.
None of it's bad. And the bottom line is, if people paid attention to the whole thing, and you made the point earlier, Mexico came right to the table. I mean, they couldn't have got there fast enough.
Yeah.
That's because they know a couple of things. 30% of all vehicles, 30% of all vehicles come, parts come from Mexico. Well, those are all made out of plastics. Those parts used to be made here in the United States.
Gotcha.
They could very easily come back. They could very easily come back to this country, all of those parts. Now, as far as the agriculture and some of the other things, it would have caused maybe a short-term, you know, price increase in some commodities. But as far as any long-term damage to the economy, it wasn't going to happen. And everybody knew that, and especially Donald Trump.
Yeah.
As far as being a businessman, he's a top-notch businessman. And not only that, but he's showing him up on all levels. In all foreign policy, no matter what, they just can't keep up with this guy.
Yeah, gotcha. Mark, I totally agree. Thank you for the call. Thank you very much. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I totally think that, again, some of these people are overplaying their hands. Because if you really consider what the press is willing to do, and let's put Andrea Mitchell's quote back up on the screen again today. So she could have said anything about the fact that the president had announced this deal. She could have called it anything. She could have classified it as anything. Here's how she chose to classify it. She said that the president announces a deal with Mexico increasing border controls. Which is like, okay, that's not even really clearly defining what it is, but and is suspending indefinitely threatened tariffs that were to go into effect on Monday. Now she goes, relief for GOP senators and business community and farmers and auto industry who strongly oppose heavy hit on consumers. Like she doesn't, and no acknowledgement at all that there are 124,000 people that are slated to have gone across the border in just this last month. Now, we can't sustain, you cannot sustain that kind of crush on our border without responding to it. And the president said, okay, I've got politicians in America that are playing politics, but you know what? I'll outthink all of you. Because nobody had taken the time to tell Mexico, you're playing an awfully big role in this. You're letting these whole hordes of strangers just wander right through the middle of your country and just transgress your borders and come up to our borders and assume they're going to get to come into the U.S. And I honestly don't know, when you had Obama and Bush and Clinton and Bush and even Reagan, who had talked about these issues and said, we've got to stop this and there's got to be a better way about it, nobody ever thought about getting Mexico involved. What's better than having to defend our own border? Making Mexico defend theirs. And he just did it without losing one soldier, one manpower or anything else. He just took care of it in a way that puts us less at risk, gives us much more sovereignty, and at the end of the day is going to work out for us on a couple of different levels. It's crazy, but it's perfect. Kevin McCullough coming back. It's Radio Night Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
A live look at Times Square and a very busy night in New York City, as usual on a Saturday night when you've had good weather for the weekend. And Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you back with us, Radio Night Live, as we are coast to coast, some 300 radio stations and in 66 million TV households. Thank you. And that doesn't even count those of you streaming online. And in the days to come, we're going to be back up on Periscope and Facebook Live. We're just, it's taken us a couple of weeks to get a new system in place, and we're working hard on that quickly. All right, let's. We're talking about who won, Trump or Mexico. The press, the Democrats, most of the elected officials that are Democrats, and a lot of GOP establishment Republicans were willing to draw a line in the sand and go after the president and all this mess over these Mexican tariffs. And guess what? He seems to have gotten absolutely everything that he wanted. But that didn't stop Nancy Pelosi from hitting back at him, saying that his deal with Mexico was caused by threats and temper tantrums. Well, you know what, Nancy? And look, I know this is going to come as a huge surprise to people. I don't give a flying fig what you think of his temper tantrums and threats. All I know is that when he said, we're going to institute these tariffs if you don't help us shut down this immigration problem that's coming through your country. You're the pipeline that's letting it get to us. If you don't do something to choke it down and to control it and to stop the human trafficking and to take the human kidnappers into custody and to enforce the international law, which is you need to claim asylum in the first country you come to, not in the second or third country you come to, we're going to have to then make you pay for more of the wall. And we're just going to tax you more on it until you do. And all of a sudden, there was crystal clear clarity in the thinking of the Mexican officials, because they couldn't get to Washington, D.C. fast enough, hammered out this deal, and now they're going back with an assurance that they're not going to have these tariffs on the $319 billion worth of goods that they send our way. I think that's a pure win. But Nancy Pelosi isn't happy about it, and you'd think she would be. You'd think that the Democratic leader would say, you know what, it's good that we're getting the immigration issue under control. We can't sustain 100,000 people coming over the southern border. Frank is back with us from Des Moines. Frank, you didn't get to land the plane on your argument. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to. Go right ahead.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I heard everything, but for some reason you weren't hearing me. I don't know where I left off, but I'll just summarize just quickly by saying we can always go back to making the stuff we manufactured before
sure.
we gave these jobs away.
Yep.
And the thing that Democrats are really afraid of, it's not that Trump will fail in any of these negotiations, it's that he will succeed.
Like he just did.
Like he just did. See, because Trump is a natural businessman. That's what we've always wanted. Steve Forbes, the little guy that ran against Ross Perot. We've always wanted to know what a pure businessman would do with our economy. We're seeing it play out for our very eyes, and the Democrats are scared he will succeed and get reelected.
Yep.
And that's why they got to shoot down everything this guy does, any good negotiations he brings home from this country, they've got to shoot it down.
Well said, Frank. Thanks for the call. Yeah, he actually, there's three things about the private sector that make that helpful. He does things on budget, within budget.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Get an additional $500.